You may have experienced the session Eating as a Spiritual Practice when you attended your Cradle Conference. It is a practice intended to help you become more aware and mindful of the food you eat and the feelings in your body as you eat it. Many of us have gone on retreats when mealtimes have been silent while one person reads scripture or some other spiritually uplifting material. This also is a way to help us slow down and be aware of the gift and activity of eating. Today, I'll read a verse from Scripture, offer a short reflection and a prayer as a way of helping you engage in a shortened version of eating as a spiritual practice. You may find it helpful to return to this audio before each of your meals, since the retreat is designed to encourage you to be more mindful at meals and to use those periods of time to be attentive to yourself, the food, and God. A reading from Exodus. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather as much of it as each of you needs, an omer to a person according to the number of your persons. Here ends the reading. The people of Israel were given the bread from heaven to nourish them throughout their journey in the wilderness. They called the food manna. They were to collect enough of the bread for each member of the family, but no more. And when they tried to collect more, the excess spoiled, rotted, was eaten by worms. It was an odd circumstance, but what they needed was provided. What they needed filled them. What they needed was just enough. They were commanded to exercise moderation, but not because God is stingy, nor because there was a lack of abundance. Moderation was commanded because it's so very easy to find ourselves moving into subtle sickness because we have overfilled ourselves. Then we actually begin to feel our strength ebbing and our life feels diminished. Who has not slowly arisen from a sumptuous meal feeling bloated and lethargic? We want only to lie down or be rid of the glut of food we have just ingested. Why did I eat so much? We ask. It's usually that extra helping that is the cunning culprit. We did not stop with what was provided. We did not stop when we were full. We did not stop when we had just enough. We took another portion thinking it would delight us, but it actually spoiled in us and left us feeling sorry we had eaten it. In order to curb your tendency to gorge yourself on food, especially particularly tasty food, here are some practical tips to consider. Choose a medium-sized plate for one of your meals today. Put one helping of various foods on it. Before eating, notice the colors, textures, and scent of the food. Eat slowly, and after the plate is empty, read a favorite book for 20 minutes. Then note whether you are still hungry, and if you are, repeat the entire process. When you feel you have had just enough, offer a prayer of thanksgiving. Let us pray. O God, let the food that I eat be the reminder of your care for me. Let me take only what I need so that I can stay in the place of thankfulness. Amen. Enjoy your lunch. Take your time and don't rush. When you're ready, join me again to get up, set up for the afternoon.